Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. I'm laughing already because of what we're about to talk about. Have any of you ever had to pet sit before? Because I have been asked to pet sit, okay? But the thing is, it's not just for anybody. It's for my girlfriend, Sarah. And I don't really know what to do because I don't want to pet sit for my girlfriend.
It should be a given, though, shouldn't it?
It should be because I'm the boyfriend. All right, I'm going to tell you.
You have a responsibility.
I'm going to tell you this. You tell me what I should do. All right.
Okay.
She has this little kitty cat named Charlie. He's not a kitty cat. He's like a couple years old. And this cat and my dog Bentley do not get along. They've been around each other a couple different times.
Didn't go very well.
No, it didn't, because Bentley tried to smell Charlie's butt, the kitty cat's butt, and Charlie wasn't having any of it, and he went WWE style on my dog Bentley, like he was all mad about it. Sarah says, "Honey, well, Bentley shouldn't have tried to sniff his butt."
You can't control an animal; it just is impossible.
My thing is, it's normal pet protocol. The cat was in the wrong on this. This is what pets do. If humans did this, it'd be an issue. But
right,
if pets
obviously,
do this,
right?
But the thing is, I don't think I want this cat in my house because I'm kind of allergic to cats.
How can you be kind of allergic? Are you just making that up as an excuse?
No, I'm getting my tears in my eyes already thinking about
it. Okay, so you're not allergic to cats.
Plus, every time I try to pet this damn cat, Rachel, he likes to swipe at me, and he's not friendly
to
me.
He doesn't like your mojo because you smell like dog.
He's like the cat. Have you seen the Hunger Games?
Yeah.
This cat could be in the Hunger Games. This is the...
No, that's like my sister has a cat that literally I'm pretty sure is like Satan's cat. It's like 50 pounds. Like, I feel you on that. But as a boyfriend, you kind of have
to.
I know what it's like not to really enjoy an animal, but... You're the boyfriend, and
I know. I realize you need to step up my game, but I really don't want to because
where are her parents at? Why can't they do it?
They're on vacation. That's why.
So you
being asked. But I'm just telling you, when this cat goes outside, other animals outside hide when Charlie goes outside. That's all I'm saying.
I just feel kind of bad because when there's a cat put in the picture, like the dog always kind of gets gypped. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, lock the dog over in your room because you can't kind of do that to a cat. I feel like
exactly.
So. Poor Bentley, but you kind of have to do it. But you do.
Good morning. Should I babysit this kitty cat?
I would not want the cat if it doesn't get along with your dog. There's no way.
I think she realizes that I'm not the biggest lover of her cat, Charlie. But at the same time, I feel like I need to be a good boyfriend here. But at the same time, I don't really like her damn cat, all right?
So how do you,
really?
Like, wiggle your way out of it or something? That's a good one.
I don't know. What should I do?
If you really, really like her, just watch the cat.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good day, all right?
Thank you, too.
Rachel, you
are
exactly right.
Hear.
Exactly. Here's my thing. You are exactly right, Rachel.
I know.
As the boyfriend, I should step up and watch this cat, but I really don't want to because this cat and my dog do not get along. And I'm sorry, but I'm not the biggest fan of this cat.
But you have, what else is she going to do?
I don't know. 239-1009. I need some help here. If you've ever had to pet sit somebody else's pet, or if I should babysit my girlfriend's kitty cat.
She's listening to this like, you better get it right, Kyle.